Thomas Hugh McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological consultation report on patient. Caitlin, K-A-I-T-L-A-N, Rose Paul, P-A-U-L, address is 2430 Forward Way, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530. I'm sorry, yes, phone number is 307-272-5854, ID is XXX XXX 5913, driver's license Y5073654, email address is KROSELOBERG@gmail.com. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Walmart, Red Bluff. It is addressed to Ashton, A-S-H-T-O-N, Kenyon, K-I-N-Y-O-N, FNP-C, at TC Health Services Clinic, 1850 Walnut Street, Red Bluff, California, 96080-3611, Red Bluff, California. Phone is 530-527-0350. Fax is 530-359-3881. The clinical indication clinical history of positional vertigo, recurrent dizziness, previous history of acute anemia, vitamin D deficiency, was a carbon copy to Marvin Ray Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R-P-A-C. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring. Caitlin Paul, a 24-year-old woman, presenting with a 20-month history of weekly headaches with persistent symptoms of dizziness. New paragraph, by your report, she completed a battery of laboratory studies, but there were no abnormal findings. She reported that she is somewhat improved with her clinical symptoms, but still has episodes of dizziness in which she has to stop suddenly. She reports that she stops what she is doing that compensates for her symptoms with rest for a few minutes. She indicates these symptoms started after her second pregnancy. She was initially given a diagnosis of vestibular migraine and was referred to Jeanette, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E-V-O-T-A-W, an acupuncturist. And scheduled for a 2-month follow-up. Current medication, sertraline. Milligram tablets daily. Magnesium, 250 milligram capsules, one orally daily. She is a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol. She does not use birth control pills. She has 2 living children following 2 pregnancies. She has a previous diagnosis of endometriitis, E-N-D-O-M-E-T-R-I-T-I-S. She gave a family history of maternal migraine with improvement with physical therapy. She was referred to Amundson, Amundson Physical Therapy, to treat her vertigo and to see if additional physical therapy could improve her symptoms. She has seen an ENT physician and was uncertain if this produced any improvement. She has seen Dr. Buxa in the past for pain management. Vertigo testing was scheduled for September 16th, 2025. She reported three different feelings of dizziness. One is a spinning sensation, which began during her pregnancy in January. She will feel, quote, out of it, unquote, with a fuzzy sensation in her head and symptoms of lightheadedness. She gave a past medical history of ADHD and GERD which she reports are not concerns at this time. Her grandfather had colon cancer. Her grandmother died of lung cancer and had a history of hypertension with dyslipidemia. She had no history of gestational diabetes with either of her pregnancies. She underwent consistent perinatal care for her endometriosis after her second successful pregnancy. Birth in May. She obtains her personal care through Sales Women's Health. Sales is with a capital S. I'm sorry, it's S-A-L-E-S, yes. Her last pap smear in October 2025 was normal. Recent breastfeeding was without complication. Her last general examination in August 2024 was reported to be normal. But there were findings of mild anemia. Two paragraph for evaluation and treatment for dizziness by ENT and physical therapy was reported not to be beneficial. While her eye examination was normal and she denied ARA, she reported associated blurred vision with her headaches and dizziness. New paragraph, she reported the new onset of migraines with her second pregnancy. Which was unresponsive to treatment following pharmacological therapy. She was initially seen for increased frequency in the severity of her dizziness, with episodes reported to occur daily without precipitation. She was treated for a short period of time with antibiotics for a suspected ear infection. Other medications included Singulair, Flonase, Meclizine with no improvement. Her ear canals were cleaned. Tympanometry showed no significant findings. Dick's Hall-Pike maneuver was negative. She gained no improvement in her care with treatment. Her Romberg examination, however, was reported to be positive. Her migraine was reported to be without ARA. With persistent headaches, dash status migranosis, not intractable, with symptoms of blurry vision. Her glomerular filtration rate was reported to be abnormal. At her last appointment in November 2024, she presented with dizziness, foggy headedness, mild headaches on a weekly basis. Reporting a pressure sensation pulsing from the inside to out on a daily basis, episodic and random, denying any episodes of seizures, confusion, weakness, changes in gait, changes to speech. Feeling off balance, but reporting that she comes close to passing out while having dizzy spells on two occasions. She also reported occasional numbness in her legs. When sitting in one position for a while, but sometimes when standing, without obvious etiology when evaluated by ENT and physical therapy. She feels a reduction in her nausea and dizziness. When supplementing with magnesium, she gave no history of trauma or head injury. It gave a history of head injury at the age of 3 when a cinder block fell on her head. The laboratory work on August 2024 showed a decreased EGFR 41 but medical review did not identify any etiology for acute kidney injury. Dehydration was suspected, but there's no evidence of any UTI. Blood pressure was normal. As was temperature, heart rate, and oxygen saturation. There were no obvious mental status changes. No evidence of thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy. Her lungs were clear. New paragraph laboratory testing. May 13, 2025. Thyroid peroxidase antibody is normal. Thyroglobulin antibody was normal. Sed rate was 12. Free T4. 0.97 TSH, 0.83. New paragraph. She denied COVID virus exposure. New paragraph, MR imaging brain, 11-11-2024, was normal. Non-contrast examination. New paragraph, neurological examination shows normal cranial nerve function, no diplopia. Her deep tendon reflexes are preserved. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is unremarkable. Ambulation is preserved. Mental status is alert and oriented. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Clinical history suggests history of acquired migraine. Recommendations, additional laboratory testing for metabolic risk factors. New paragraph, scheduled static and dynamic MR imaging, EEG imaging. New paragraph, nutritional assessment to exclude insufficiencies. New paragraph. Screening sleep testing. New paragraph. Follow up with results and further recommendations. New paragraph. Medical therapy. Initiate trial of riboflavin 400 milligrams daily with regular vitamin supplements. Trial of additional migraine medication supplementation. With follow-up and reevaluation. I'll sign respectfully with my professional letterhead.